This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Obesity in this country is a problem. It's growing and it's expensive. Best guesses are more than $200 billion a year for everything from related illnesses like high blood pressure and diabetes to lost work days. At its annual meeting today in Chicago, the American Medical Association voted to recognize obesity as a disease. The decision isn't technically binding on anybody, but when the AMA speaks, policymakers often listen. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports now from the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia.
Dr. Ethan Lazarus sees about 600 patients a year at his weight loss clinic in Denver, Colorado. Don't tell him obesity is a lifestyle choice.
Most of my patients have tried to lose weight 12 or 14 times, and I'm treating cardiologists, emergency room doctors, family doctors, CEOs of companies. These are the most highly motivated people.
Lazarus says for some of his patients, it wouldn't get to that point if they had more preventative services, like time with dietitians and access to prescription drugs. A report out of Emory University suggests spending on obesity could reach $350 billion before the end of this decade. Dr. Jeffrey Kane is the president of the American Academy of Family Physicians. Kane says the AMA designating obesity as a disease could push insurers to start paying for some of the straightforward preventable services.
Money on preventing obesity and preventing the downstream things like diabetes and high blood pressure and amputations and things, not only is that ultimately cheaper for our country, but it's better for our patients.
It's also a lot better for the doctors who treat obesity, says Emory University health policy professor David Howard.
Saying that obesity is a disease will possibly open up the floodgate and make it much harder for insurers to deny payment.
Now that the AMA has endorsed the change, the lobbying of lawmakers and insurers begins. The question is whether more preventative services will drive up costs or lower them. Howard says if history's any guide, more services typically means more money. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.